jeweler, companies that, you know, make rings, necklaces out of precious metals, they go to extreme ends to make sure that not even the dust particles of precious metal are lost. Because for them, it's a lot of money when you make a lot of jewelry. And one company takes the paper towels that employees use to dry their hands, those who are working on the floor, and they save them. And they burn them in a furnace every so often. And you'd be amazed how much metal comes out at the end. Just the dust particles that are captured in the paper towels. That's the length they go to preserve gold, silver, platinum. What we have on this altar, infinitely more valuable than any precious metal here on earth. And so watch today. You know, it's this routine, you know, maybe you kind of zone out while I'm up there prepping the altar and all that. But look how careful we are in the church, holding out the corporal and preparing the chalice and distributing communion as carefully as we can and protecting our Lord and then purifying the vessels afterwards. You know, be amazed at and grateful that we in the Catholic Church have this faith and do it so well, or at least do our best. And then look at your own reaction to our Lord when he comes to you, either in your hands or upon your tongue, and see, is there any other way that you need to make a little change to show our Lord the respect he deserves? Because when you do that, when your heart and your body reflect how amazing the Eucharist is, you'll be open even more to receiving the grace that gives us in communion.